I wouldn't mind going back a little bit over what we covered last week. Now, Sasha is building a supercomputer. A super gaming computer,
yes,
we'll say.
Super cool, super gaming computer.
It's going to be awesome. Now, last week we learned what your vision was, what your budget was, mm-hmm. what the kind of criteria is that you're looking for with the gaming system. Let's just really quickly go over and review what we've established so far. So, we've got a budget of around $2,100 to build a super sleek, super smashing fast, beautiful gaming computer.
Right. That, let me tell you, is hilariously similar to what my entire wedding budget is. It's going to be amazing. Okay.
Now, I presume we're talking Canadian dollars?
Canadian dollars, okay. Yes.
So about $4 US. hardware criteria. Here's what we have so far over at the forum, cat5.tv/CPU2017. We are going to go with a full-size tower. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We need HDMI output for an existing 4K 60-inch television.
Correct.
It's got to be fast and future-ready. The chassis got to be sleek and beautiful. LEDs and visual appeal are something that
that's
are
most
really exciting.
Important to me.
Okay. the chassis got to have some front-end USB 3.0 ports.
Yes.
We're looking at probably RAID 1 for file storage for redundancy, if the budget allows.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, maybe just a single spinning hard drive. And probably an SSD for the operating system to keep things fast. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today as we start picking out our products. Okay. It's going to be Linux compatible because that's what we want on there as far as OSs go. A wireless keyboard and mouse. It's got to be... Possibly, we talked about now the ability to add Oculus Rift or something like that.
Right.
So maybe future ready enough that you could add something like that down the
exactly.
road. Exactly. Might be something for a couple years or something from now if this thing lasts.
It's our anniversary gift.
I'm sure it will. We'll
like something new for the computer.
Happy anniversary. Here you go. Some goggles. Be antisocial, wouldn't it? If, you know, Dave was sitting there doing VR.
Yeah, but don't we? I'm sure there's a way. You can do
Oculus Rift.
Mirror casts, right?
You're in the same room, but you're in VR, walking through a meadow, shooting zombies.
That would be kind of horrible and sad for me.
That's how I visualize virtual reality. That's what I think it is. Okay, so software-wise, we want to go with something that is Linux-based. Not too big of a stretch from Windows as far as the interface goes, but some eye candy would be great.
Right, exactly. I want it to look amazing, where people who come over are like, what is that?
What?
But then I want it to be like intuitive enough that
right.
it's not going to get thrown through a window.
Nice. Other than that, you don't need a monitor
right.
Because you're going to use the TV.
Correct.
Okay, so we got to get into it. It's going to take a little bit of time as we get into this. Now, it's a fun series for you. If you've never built a computer, Sasha's actually going to be doing this with her own two hands.
We've never before done this.
Yeah, well, you've done the Raspberry Pi.
Right. That's true.
Take one circuit board, put it in a case, put the cover on, and you're done.
Done. Built a computer.
I think
this will be my
second. Shock, folks.
This is my second computer build.
Yeah. You wait, bud.
Okay.
That episode's going to be a long one.
Right.
We're going to have to shoot on a Saturday and speed things up a little bit.
How hard could it really be? Like,
hard is not the word. It's time consuming. It's something that takes patience because it takes meticulous.
I'm going to answer this question in the future for myself, but I feel like it's kind of like everything just clicks into place. Like you open it up.
Oh, is that how computers work?
Yes.
They're made of Lego these days.
Kinda. So you open it up and like it's very clear where like this just slides in there until you hear a click. And then you take the wires from it and you just drag it over to the next thing and you just plug it in.
I'm just thinking back to our conversation yesterday where some cables were plugged into the Raspberry Pi.
That was not me.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Just because it fits, Sasha. You can't just jam it in there.
This is why I'm doing it with clearly a lot of witnesses.
And not just witnesses, but collaborators. So
yes.
Part of the fun of this series, folks, is that you get to help Sasha choose what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing tonight. Okay, so chat room, be ready for it. If you're watching this on demand after the fact, make sure you comment below or head on over to the forum. Again, cat5.tv/CPU2017. Now, first out the gate, Garby wants to know if it seriously doesn't matter about the chassis size. Like, what happens if it's a couple inches this way or that way, and it doesn't fit anymore.
Like, what doesn't fit? The chassis doesn't fit in the room?
In the room, in the the spot where you're putting it.
Okay, so it's going beside... I should have taken a picture of my living room. But it's going beside the TV stand, right? In the corner of the room, it's
so
got...
The TV is on, like,
a big open...
A hutch or something?
It's on, like, a glass stand. So there's... Okay. Right? And it's quite open in that area. Mm-hmm. There's like I would say that there's like 12 square feet of space I could take up, really. Like, I'm not going to, but that's how much space I actually have.
We're doing a water tank, a fish tank computer build, mineral water and everything.
I do have a lot of space I can use, so it is okay.
Very cool. All right, that's good. Should we jump on? Lyndon asked at the end of the show last week, and we missed it on the air, I believe. Do we need to go with an i7 or higher, or can we just go with an i5?
What is that?
That's the processor, the CPU. That's the brains of the computer, the thing that does all the work for processing.
Okay, so what would the difference be between an i7 Plus or an i5? Just slower if it was an i5?
It depends on the model.
Okay.
Because there's like the K-series of the i7, the unlocked. So an i7 K-series can be overclocked, so you can get it faster than the stock settings. But essentially, why I would lean toward the i7, especially when there are some i7 processors that are going to be fairly close in price to i5s. i5s are, in my opinion and in my view, kind of, they're great for laptops. i3s are great for laptops because they're more energy efficient. They don't drain the battery as fast because they're missing some of the features. So the key one with the i7 that I want in this computer is hyper-threading.
Okay.
And that means essentially the programs have more threads to be able to work with when they're processing information and doing things.
That sounds good.
It sounds real good, and a lot of your games and things will probably be able to utilize that.
Okay.
So I would go that way just because of that. So if the budget allows, certainly. I mean, we're not going to do the i9 X series. That was just kind of a joke. That would be nice, but you're looking at a $2,000 processor, just the one chip.
Okay. Right.
So we're going to stay away from that. But an i7 K-series would probably be a really good one. We don't even have to go K-series because they may not even overclock. But it gives them that option. Again, thinking future ready.
Right. So Garby says that to look at the HW leaderboard.
The hardware leaderboard. Okay, this is over at pcper.com. Can I bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay. pcper.com/HWLB for hardware leaderboard. Okay, so let's get a look at what you're recommending here. Okay, so this kind of stuff is cool because other folks have done the work, Sash.
Right.
And they've figured out, hey, what's going to work well? What's going to play nicely? And they've done exactly what we wanted to set out to do in figuring out, okay, well, what does a dream system cost?
Right. Oh, here, I have just a comment in the chat room I want to just like touch on, because maybe we do it wrong at home. Because the Foo says that they would never put a real computer in the same room where they're watching TV or movies. But
do you
I
have
turn,
liquid cooling?
But I turn my computer off.
Not while you're watching a movie from it.
Well, not when I'm watching a movie from it. No, but then I would turn up the stereo. Same with when you're driving a car.
Oh, yeah, 7.1?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, add that to the feature request, folks. 7.1.
So, you just turn up the noise of the TV.
Sure. I think we should probably add to the list that this baby's got to be fairly quiet.
Yeah, like it can't be. It's in my living space. It can't be like
super. And you want it
funky
to be a centerpiece. You want it to be out in the open where you can see it. You don't want to put it in a closet and then run an HDMI cable to it.
Exactly.
It's got to be beautiful.
It is the piece.
Okay, so quiet.
Quiet is new.
There are fans. Fans are much, much cheaper than liquid cooling.
Right.
Liquid cooling is going to bump up the cost, but it works very, very well. The cooler your computer runs, the faster it can run.
Right, and the liquid cooling is no noise at all?
Very little. There's a pump, mm-hmm. and the pump draws the liquid over top of all the peripherals. And then it goes through like a carburetor, and it's like an air conditioner for your computer.
Okay.
So it's quite quiet. So they do make fans that are quiet too.
Okay.
But fans are huge. You've got to worry about then airflow. Liquid cooling, you don't have to worry about airflow.
Right.
And part of liquid cooling is it can be very, very sleek because you don't have to have a great big 120 millimeter fan with a great big heat sink. It can be something really, really tiny and a couple LEDs on it.
Huh.
So we'll look at that.
Okay. Okay, so
back to this hardware leaderboard. I love this idea because they've already done some of the pricing. So $3,300 for the Dream system, which is going to be an i9 X series. So what are they saying that processor's worth? I don't know if it shows pricing. The i9, basically the top of the line Intel processor right now. I'm not sure where you see the individual pricing on this site. I'm not familiar with it, but I love the idea, Garby. Thank you for showing it to us. A high-end system, they're recommending a Ryzen processor from AMD. I tend to want to lean toward Intel. I've had really good experiences with all things Intel, but I have had bad experiences with AMD.
Okay.
Whether or not that's really an issue, I don't know. We're gonna get into that, and I want you to give your feedback. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Should we be looking only at Intel? The Foo wants us to look at some CPU benchmarks.
Right.
Which would be good. Oh, there it goes. $2,600 for that particular processor, Sash. Can you imagine?
So if you buy the processor, do you get CPU. Everything else for free?
Yeah, right. No, you just have a single chip that you can't do anything with.
Right.
Until you buy all the other stuff.
Got it.
All right, so forget about that. All right, let's look at what the Foo is telling us to do. Look at the CPU benchmarks. This is going to be a good one. https://CPU bench. Did I put a B? No. Benchmark.net.
Net, yes.
Yeah, okay.
/ high-end.
And CPUs.html. I feel like a blast from the past with an HTML extension. Okay, so what does this tell us? Ooh, benchmark, yeah. Sasha. Faster at the top. Equally expensive, $2,700 for that processor. So I'm guessing... No, they've got the Threadrippers here. They've got the i9-7900X. So this is current.
This is nice.
Nice, definitely. And it's not going to give us everything we need to know, but it tells us some important information. One of the things that the Foo said last week is, hey, you know what a good starting place to go is to say, how much do we want to spend on the processor,
mm-hmm.
be it $200-$400, and then work your way around that. So if we say it's a $300 processor, let's find the best one for that price, and then pick the motherboard and the other peripherals based on that. We're going to pick the RAM based on the motherboard. We're going to pick the hard drive based on the motherboard. That kind of stuff.
So the processor is like the main thing you build around all?
The brain.
It's the brain.
It's one chip on the motherboard.
Okay.
And it does all the thinking.
Right.
Yep. So looking at our benchmarks, this tells us which ones are considered the fastest. So let's say $300 is our budget or thereabouts. Because our aim is $2,100 total, and so we need to, you know, the processor is only one component. So I'm scrolling. That benchmark is going down. There's one for $358. It's an Intel Core i7 6850K. So that's the unlocked processor, and looks like it's on par with the Intel Xeon E5 1660 as far as speed goes, and it's $1,300 cheaper. So that's good. 6850K, which is obviously a step down from, say, the 7900, but $1,000 cheaper or more. So let's look at the Intel i7 6850K on, let's say, Amazon. So the way that we want to do that is go to category5.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, we go support us, shop with our partners, and then amazon.ca is the one that I want to use. And that's all there was to it. So you see what it does is it adds a little tag up there, which is different for each click. So make sure you don't just copy it and paste it. It's something that you need to go through our site. So I'm going to paste in there. What does that cost us on Amazon? $630. That's our Canadian dollar, folks. There's a big part of our budget.
Are there viewers also, you know, when people on Amazon, it shows you like a list of other recommended things?
They looked at this and they bought this.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. That's one of the reasons I love Amazon. Okay, so, and that's what I want to look at down here is, okay, well, here's some other stuff. Can I see what other people have bought having looked at this one? Let's see. I mean, look at the ratings on that. Hey, if you had an extra budget, then that's pretty sleek. What did people buy? Does it tell us? No, it's not going to give us any options. Okay, so we're going to have to step down from the 6850. So let's go back to our benchmarks and see what the next i7 processor is. Why don't I just do a search for i7? And that highlights i7 for me. And now I can just kind of scroll down. Well, there's a lot of them. So that one's 2350, 649, 329 for 6800, which I'm not sure if that's going to be accurate or not. It's a little step down from the one we were looking at. 6800K for 419. So that's not too far off. Any feedback from our chat room? Hey, get onto their Category 5 on Freenode. Sasha's kind of watching that and watching the screen at the same time. What else can we do here? Do you find this interesting, Sash?
I do.
I mean, this
find
is something you wanted to take on, right?
So, yeah.
And this is the process. The process is figuring out. I love this, folks. The Foo, thank you for the benchmark. This really helps you to. Yeah. Get a sense, because the numbers can be tricky.
This is the thing. Well, this is why I wanted to take it on here with everybody here helping, because I really wouldn't know. I would literally just have to walk into a store and say, okay, I want to buy a computer.
Yeah.
And then I would just buy it, and I haven't learned anything.
The
there's
best,
not
yeah.
really a lot of love. I mean, there's love in the intent,
sure.
but there's not really a lot of love put into it.
You're going to build this system. The 7700K from Intel looks like it's a reasonable price according to that benchmark. I'm just going to punch it into Amazon here, Sasha, and see what it says. 404.
Okay.
So hey, that's, you know, it's still $400. So why don't we, and is that one for a little bit of a better price? No. Okay, so we want the 7th gen 7700K, let's pretend. And let's find the best price we can on Amazon.
APU?
7600.
BP9 in the chat room said, any interest in APU, which is CPU and graphics in one chip?
Yeah, we don't need that. I guess that is an advantage to some of these i7 chips, but we're going to be putting a PCIe card in there anyways, which is your NVIDIA card
okay.
for graphics.
Right.
So we don't need the integrated graphics at all.
Okay, perfect.
What is the 7600K? Because Amazon says it's only $279. That's well in line with the budget. So, 7600? It is up there with the i7-3770. Not sure. Is it worth it? What was the one I was looking at? The i7-7700K. How big of a step down are those? So the 7700K versus...
Oh, see, now I'm all, like, attached to the bigger bars. This is what they did to me as a consumer. The big colored bars, right? They start out, like, all the way across.
Time,
and then it gets... And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. Let's move up the page.
I'll pay another $100 for the bigger bar.
I need a little mid bar. You know, I don't want... The mini.
So without being at all unreasonable,
right?
Let's start building our shopping list here.
Yes,
based on the higher end of the price range that we're going for. So what I mean by that is we're going to add the 7700K,
right?
Now, and then build around that and see what it comes to. Because if that works, then fantastic. You get a bit of a better processor and a fairly good amount better.
And if it doesn't work, if it ends up being upward of... Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
So we're not going to be unreasonable. We're not going to add the i9, but let's add the Intel Core i7-7700K. And again, all of this stuff is being accumulated and added to the forum, cat5.tv/CPU2017.
Before we go further, can I read Albuquerque Turkey had
yes,
sent in a
please.
Comment?
Yeah, and I'm going to take some notes here.
Okay, so it sounds like you're itching to spend lots of Sasha's bucks, or loonies, whichever you guys call them, on carte blanche computer for Sasha and Dave. A turkey, like, say, the Albuquerque Turkey, would have a much sharper pencil. Be that as it may, just a couple things for you and Sasha to consider. Okay, please tell her to carefully measure the computer they have now. We have covered this.
Okay.
The computer size is
still
fine.
Still, I've been told to tell you, so carefully measure it.
I will carefully measure it.
Okay.
What if the super duper new one is an inch wider, 2 or 3 inches taller, or deeper? The mother... Right?
Okay, that's exactly what we were saying earlier.
Yeah, if the motherboard is EATX size, the case might have to be a couple inches deeper. Also, is there room to have a few inches of clearance on the rear for ventilation? So a wrist and a couple of fingers can reach around to add a cable or a gizmo or two. I would rather have all of the gizmos and cables and stuff loaded in the front end, not the back, if we can do that. Like, I'd rather most of, like, just the power cable and stuff be out the back, but I want, any USB or any connections and stuff that I would be in and out
have
of.
Both, front and back.
Okay.
And hidden stuff underneath, like cable management chassis would help hide all the wires so you don't see them.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And leave room for the occasional dust bunny back there. Might the new computer impinge on the traffic pattern? That could be bad for toes or shins in the dark of night. It's actually in the corner of the room. It's the tower where it is now is perfect. I will take a picture. Lest I forget, a bunch of inexpensive fans would be wonderful, even if you get a water cooler. A large gaming case would likely have room for 2 120-millimeter fans in front. The side panel might have room for one. The back panel might come with an exhaust fan, but it might be a smaller size. A water cooler would probably have 2 or 3 fans somewhere. If you have lots of fans, they can run slowly and quietly.
True, yeah.
That is smart.
Turn them down.
A true pessimist, like, say, me, would also worry about the water cooling. This is awesome. Up there in the North Woods, what happens when the temperature drops to its customary 20 below zero and the power goes out on a weekend? Sasha and Dave are 100 miles away. Is the liquid actually antifreeze, like automobile antifreeze? Or might it be just plain water that would freeze easily at minus 20 Fahrenheit? That would not be a good thing. My pipes would burst first.
LCS is antifreeze.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like a green coolant. Yeah.
Ooh. Graphics card. The power you guys have in Ontario comes from where? Quebec? No problem. Those Quebecers sell them as much power as you need. A fancy graphics card can draw over 200 watts or more just for that one component. On the other hand,
that adds cost to our power supply as well.
Yeah, it helps. Okay, so it'll help keep the chill off the room in the 10 or 11 months of Arctic winter in Barrie. So graphics card heats up the house? Is that what happens?
Nah, I would get an LCS graphics card as well if we can. If not, then something that's got a big heat sink and some fans.
Okay.
But they can get a little noisy, depending on what you're doing.
Okay. Mm. What are the specs for the 4K television beyond resolution? Refresh rate? If the TV is limited to, say, 60 hertz, the graphics card won't have to work as hard. If it can do 240 hertz, that would be fantastic, but keep the fire extinguisher handy. So that matters, then, the TV specs?
Well, yeah, because what he's saying, like, do you have a 3D TV, or is it just standard, like, 60 hertz, 30 frames, 60 frames a second?
I don't know.
Do you use 3D glasses?
Yes.
So you're looking at 120 frames per second. 60 frames
I don't use 3D
eye.
Glasses all the time, but
no.
Like, yeah.
But so your TV is capable of
it is,
120
yeah.
frames a second easy. So if you want that kind of quality, your TV is capable of it. So we could throw a card on there that is capable of it as well.
So I could play 3D from the computer? To the TV?
Yeah, I guess you could. Are there computer games that use that technology? I guess so. I'm
right.
guessing so.
But say, like, if I'm playing a movie or something, like, could I don't know.
From the computer? If
yeah.
it's 3D. Huh. But I've never, ever done that. I don't have that kind of television. Or power.
We don't have kids.
What I added there, yes. What I added there for from Albuquerque Turkey's email was cable management, being able to hide away the wires just because we had that brief discussion. And got me thinking there, Albuquerque Turkey, we should throw a fan controller in there. It was just a cheap little dial that you can turn down the speed of the fan.
That is smart.
Mm-hmm. So you can make it super quiet while still spinning.
Right.
Fast if I was enough to keep it cool.
Doing, like, downloading something overnight. Not that that happens anymore since I was, like, 13 when it downloads for one song. Oh, yeah. Took all night to leave the computer up.
Okay, so we know we're going to start building this thing around a 7700K Intel processor. So, folks, it's up to you to get on to Amazon or your favorite site for buying computer peripherals. And let's start building around that. So we're looking for a motherboard, what kind of Kingston RAM we can throw at it, because I'm thinking we're definitely going to want to go with Kingston. We want reliability. We want good bang for the buck. And, 16 to 32 gigs of RAM would be just fine.
Right. And
I was also thinking this week, you know, should we go with an M2 instead of a standard SSD, like over SATA channel? SATA is the bus, or AKA the connector for the hard drive. And it's not a hard drive anymore, because that means there's spinning parts.
Okay.
It's called a solid state drive, or SSD.
Okay.
So a solid state drive connected to the same bus that the old spinning hard drives used was considered super fast. 6 gigs per second.
Right.
Okay. Now you can get what's called an M2. It does away with the SATA controller, completely uses the PCIe bus, and now you get 4 times that speed. So the hard drive itself, the solid-state drive, is a chip attached to your motherboard that runs at up to 2 gigs per... No, not 2 gigs. Is it 2 terabytes?
That's a lot.
Something crazy.
That's cool.
I don't, 2,000 gigabytes or something like that. I don't know. My math sucks today. But it's 4 times faster anyway. It's going to be super, super sleek.
Okay.
So I wonder if M2 would be the way to go. That's what I'm thinking. Okay? So get your comments in.
Yeah.
That's really it, eh? Any other comments, Sasha, that we should bring up? Because this is kind of the final phase of, hey, next week we're going to be looking back at all the notes. We're going to be saying, okay, here's what we're going to get.
What we're doing. These are our final answers, because it's like crunch time here.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding's September 9th. Not that it needs to be done by September 9th.
No.
Because that would be crazy.
Get your thoughts in. It's cat5.tv/CPU2017. Now, I'm doing my best to kind of grab all your comments from all the different places where people are making notes and posting comments. But that, I tend to make mistakes if I do that. So if you can put it on the forum, that would be probably ideal, because then it centralizes everything to one spot. And of course, that's also where we're posting all the videos from this series, so you'll be able to follow along.